Susan, I am surprised that they're actually reducing total acreage devoted to corn and soybean production. I just don't think that's likely to happen. I can say 7 out of the last 8 years, we have increased production and acreage into corn and soybeans. And I don't really think that there's a reason to taper that off. In other words, I think soybeans are still an attractive commodity to plant and to raise. And I think the USDA is a little bit off on this one, in my opinion.
I know. So we're talking about 2 consecutive years of bumper crops, ample supplies, and then pinching profit margins were all some of the reasons they saw the decrease in those yields. And is the markets even really paying that much attention to that this morning?
Well, somebody believes it. I mean, somebody believes that we will plant fewer soybean acres. We're up 15 cents right now. So this market is taking it in stride and believing it. And we are actively buying puts because we simply do not believe it.
What are we looking at weather-wise? I know there's talk of some dry weather and concerns coming into South America this next week in the finishing up of this bean crop.
I don't really see that they can hurt the bean crop. I mean, I know you can take a little bit off of it, but you know what? We're still talking, is it, how large is it? And so, again, maybe, but I don't see that as a major factor. They are in the process of harvesting a record large crop.
Speaking of record large, I noticed that we got a robust ethanol production back at it again.
Yeah, that was a surprise, too, and I think that's probably why corn is really taking a nice jump here. So ethanol grind is still very active, and that was a big, strong number here this morning.